所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的事不要偷，总要劳力亲手做正经的事，就可有余分给那些缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚣嚷、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。以上上帝的话语，阿门。
Thank you to Anne and James and to Jay too.
谢谢各位弟兄。
Jay has a busy morning. He has to translate for Pastor Lee in New Life afterwards.
我今天有点忙碌，因为我还要待会要帮李牧师在新生命团契翻译。
So thank you.
谢谢我。
Today is the last of three sermons on resolving conflict.
我想今天是我们最后是谈到我们在讲如何解决纷争的一系列的讲的最后一章。
Two weeks ago, we looked at 1 John.
两周以前呢，我们看到这个约翰前书。
We learned that we are to walk in the light because God is light.
我们学习的怎么样行在光里头，光中，因为神是光。
That's where real fellowship takes place.
那就是我们的。团契在那个地方。
Last week we learned that to live authentic relationships, we must go to whomever we have conflict with and talk it through.
上一周我们也提到说，如果你要活在要有一个真正的友谊关系，我们是应该当碰到纷争的时候，走向那个纷争的对人。
This week, let's think about some practical biblical ways to have this conversation.
那这礼拜呢，我来想，我们想用一些实例来看待这个事情。
First,
首先
speak face to face if possible.
尽可能的，我们面对面来面对这个冲突。
The good news of Jesus is that God has come to us.
因为福音就是耶稣，他来到了我们当中。
In John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
约翰福音第十四章第九节，耶稣说：“人看见了我，就是看见了父。”
So Jesus says, "God come to us."
所以呢，耶稣说，他来到我们当中。
Even though we were sinners.Enemies of God, as Colossians 1:21 says, God met us face to face in Jesus Christ.
即便我们都还是罪人的时候，还是神与神为敌的时候，耶稣就是来到我们当中说，在哥罗西书第一章第二十一节，把你们引到自己面前。
So here's an important principle for how we deal with conflict.
在这里一个很重要的精神就是说我们怎么去面对冲突。
Face to face is best.
面对面的来解决是最好的。
That's when we can speak the truth in love.
那个时候呢我们就可以用爱来说诚实话。
As Ephesians 4 verse 15 reminds us.
就在这个以弗所书的第四章第十五节提醒了我们。
Now, sadly, dissatisfaction or disagreement is often expressed anonymously or by letter or email.
但不幸的是呢，我们的不满和不同意，通常会借由这个匿名的方式，甚至写一封信或一个很简单的电子邮件来解决。
Anonymous complaint makes it impossible to seek forgiveness or pursue reconciliation.
匿名的抱怨是会让这个事情更困难的，更几乎不可能的去能够得到一些解决跟彼此的谅解。
And complaint by letter or the email usually lacks compassion.
如果你只是用信或者是电子邮件来抱怨的话，通常这个方式呢是缺乏热情的。
But when we speak face to face, we show respect to one another.
但是当我们面对面来解决问题的时候呢，我们展现了我们尊重对方。
We can gauge emotion and fine-tune our words.
我们可以去衡量我们自己的情绪，包含怎么去调整我们的语言。
We can extend a touch, a compassionate look, or an embrace.
我们可以借由我们的脸部的表情，伸出告诉对方我们的心。
And these bring healing into broken relationships.
这样子呢，会带来了医疗疗伤，在这个关系当中。
Remember that Matthew 18 says that if someone sins against us, we are to go to them and put it right.
还记得吗？在马太福音第十八章说。倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错误来。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24 echoes this.
你们可以在马太福音第五章二十三节到二十节，也可以看到这里的回应。
Jesus says that when we gather to worship and remember that someone has something against us.
耶稣告诉我们说，当我们在一起的时候。如果弟兄跟你之间有些什么冲突，我们该怎么去面对
？We halt our worship and go to that person.
我们呢就暂停了我们的敬拜，去到那个人
face to face
面前
，to be reconciled
去重新和好修复。
Face to face is the way of Jesus.
面对面的就是耶稣的方式跟我们接触。
But second, let's affirm the positives before highlighting the negative.
第二个，我所建议的说，在你要批评以前呢，我们先来看是我们好的地方。
Ephesians 4 verse 29 says we are to speak only what is helpful for building others up.
以弗所书第四章第二十九节说，我们应该要怎么样去说造就人的话。
When I lead pre-marriage counseling classes, I invite the couple to complete a specialized personal survey.
当我在服侍就是要结婚之前的预备事工的时候呢，我曾经要求一对要结婚的夫妻来做一些调查。
And the results provide the basis for conversation on many issues.
这个结果是基本上去提供一些很多很多的谈话对话对关于一些主题。
There are always things to discuss.
这总会是有些事情我们需要讨论的。
But I affirm the many positives first.
但是呢，我总是先把好的正面的先提出来。
It's worth remembering that the Corinthian Christians caused a lot of pain for Paul.
我们在这边要记住哈，记得说在哥林多的那些基督徒们，其实在当时制造了很多对保罗来说是很痛苦的事。
But this did not stop him from beginning his letter to them by describing them as those sanctified in Christ Jesus.
但是呢，这样子并没有阻挡保罗在书信的当中一开始是这样子称着他们的，他们你们都是那些。被圣洁在基督里圣洁的弟兄姊妹们
，Paul affirms who they are in Christ first.
保罗首先确定他们在主耶稣基督前面的。
And then he will deal with the areas that need challenging in their lives.
然后呢，他才开始谈论到关于所有的挑战。
As one of my first pastoral teachers used to say,
这个就是曾经我有一个在牧师团队的一个牧师这么说。
For every single criticism, state three affirmations first.
在你要批评之前呢，你要先说出三个正面的事项，然后再开始批评。
It's a good practice.
这是一个很好的练习操练。
Third, listen before responding.
首先呢，你要先听，然后再回应。
James chapter 1 verses 19 and 20 says this.
雅各书第一章第十九节到二十节这么说
Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。
Did you know that when we are in an emotionally demanding situation, such as conflict, something happens in our brain?
你们知道吗？当我们在处理一些冲突的时候呢，其实还有一些很激动情绪的时候，有一些事情是在我们的大脑产生了一些作用。
A signal is sent to the neocortex and the amygdala parts of our brain.
在这个时候呢，有一个讯号会送到我们的大脑的前端一个大脑新皮层，跟后这个大脑旁边一个大脑杏仁体，这是医学术语。
Had fun with that?
Yes.
The neocortex is our rational brain.
这个大脑新皮层是处理我们理性的部分。
The amygdala triggers our emotional response.
这个大脑杏仁体是处理我们情绪上的反应。
The emotional response is known as fight, flight, or freeze.
在情绪上的反应通常都是我们可以用这几个字来形容，一个是挣扎，一个是停止。
So fight means we become defensive and retaliate.
所以当我们要争斗的时候，我们变成非常有防御心的，有报复心的。
Flight means we just run away.
跑呢，就我们基本上我们就是干脆躲避，眼不见为净。
Or freeze means we're like a deer in headlights.
另外这个 freeze 就是我们根本没有办法去面对哈。
Unable to react.
我们好像那个鹿哈，突然看见亮光，像我不知道怎么反应。
And this is how we respond when we're first faced with conflict.
这个呢，通常就是我们一面对到有冲突的时候的第一个反应。
But here's the interesting point.
但是这里有个很有意思的点。
The amygdala reacts fractionally faster than the neocortex.
这个很有意思的地方是我们大脑的杏仁体通常的那个反应会比我们处理理性那个新皮层的还快。
The amygdala floods our brain with the hormone cortisol.
这个杏仁体它马上分泌出一种肾上素的一种体。
And this can result in an excessive emotional response when we are faced with conflict.
这个呢会导致我们当面对冲突的时候很有过度的反应。
It's known medically as the amygdala hijack.
这个在医学的术语来讲呢，这个就叫做被劫持了，葛松体的劫持。
In other words, our instinctive reaction is emotional before it is rational.
所以基本上，当我们本能的反应通常是比较情绪化的，而不是理性的。
So when you face conflict, don't be surprised if you sense that happening.
所以当你面对冲突的时候，你不要惊讶说你会有这些过度的反应。
But do you know how long it takes for the cortisol levels in the brain to return to normal?
但是你知不知道要花多久的时间让你那个可松体哈降回到正常的标准？
About a day.
你需要大概一天的时间让你平静。
So it is wise not to respond instantly to criticism.
所以这个是有智慧的，是你不要马上去反应当冲突发生的时候。
But as James says, to listen first.
就像雅各说的，你要听。
Proverbs 14 verse 29 says, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly."
Proverbs 第十四章第二十九节说：“哈，轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。”
So if someone comes to you with criticism, listen first.
所以当有人来到你面前开始批评你的时候呢，你要先听。
Don't respond immediately.
不要马上就回应。
Let the cortisol levels lower.
让你的那个可颂体有时间去降回正常的。
Your brain will be happier.
你的大脑会觉得开心一点。
Fourth thing.
第四点。
Ask questions, don't make statements.
你要开始问问题，先不要做任何的评论结论。
The most devastating moment of broken relationship in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 3.
最让在这边最惊最糟糕的一个破碎的关系的这个事件发生在我们圣经里头创世纪的第三章。
Adam and Eve have eaten of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
亚当跟夏娃，你们知道吃了这个分别善恶的树。果子。
They are ashamed that they are naked.
然后他们就发现他们是裸体，赤身裸体的，而感到羞愧。
And they hide from God.
他们就在神面前去隐藏起来。
Do you know what God does?
你知道神那时候说了些什么吗？
He doesn't tell them off.
他并没有这么就这么直接说。
He starts by asking questions.
他开始问问题。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Who told you that you were naked?
是谁告诉你你是赤身裸体的？
Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?
你是不是吃了我告诉你不要去吃的那个树的果子？
It's not as though God did not know the answers to those questions.
这并不意味着说神不知道而开始问问题。
But his use of question at a moment of broken relationship is significant.
但是他用这个提问题的方式来面对这个破碎的关系啊，是一个很好的方式。
You see, questions create conversation rather than draw battle lines.
你要知道问题本身提供了一个很好对话的机会。
Usually when we make a statement, the only response the other person can give is either agreement or disagreement.
因为当如果你只用了一个结论或者是评论来说这个话的话，通常对方只有两个方式可以回答，同意或者是不同意。
A question, however, can get to the heart of an issue.
但是呢，问题呢，却提供了一个对话的机会。
Jesus asked questions.
因为耶稣也是问问题。
Perhaps his most famous is in Matthew 16.
在这边最明显的耶稣问问题的可能就在马太福音第十六章。
Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
耶稣问他的门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And they list various candidates.
你知道门徒就回答了很多很多的方式说他是谁。
But then Jesus targets his disciples.
但是耶稣对他的门徒说，
And he asks them, "Who do you say I am?"
他问他的门徒说，那你们说我是谁呢？
And suddenly the conversation takes on a whole different tone.
突然间，这个对话就有了不同的感觉，不同的感受。
And Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
彼得马上回答说耶稣西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
When we're in a place of conflict with somebody else, questions open the way for healing and discovery.
当我们跟人面临冲突的时候，提问题其实是提供了一个很好的双向沟通的方式。
So what is a good question?
所以什么是好的问题呢？
Questions that begin with who, what, when, where, why, and how.
如果这个问题一开始是提问是谁、是什么时候发生、是在哪里发生、为什么发生。
So in conflict, questions like these can be helpful.
所以在冲突当中，这样子的问题其实是有帮助的。
What would forgiveness look like?
原谅会看起来会像什么？
How can we find a way forward?
我们怎么样再找到我们可以一起再继续往前走的方式？
How is God speaking to us?
神怎么对我们说？
What kind of people do we think the Lord wants us to be as we overcome this conflict?
我们是什么样在神面前我们是什么样的人？当我们面对冲突的时候，我们怎么去解决这个冲突？
Why is this issue so important to us?
为什么这个冲突这个事情是对我们是很重要的？
Who can help us grow in maturity?
在这个冲突当中，谁能够帮助我们成长成熟？
As we ask questions like these when we're in conflict, we are learning to speak the truth in love.
当我们在这个冲突当中用这样子的方式来面对问题的话，我们在学习的是用爱来解决冲突。
Can we have the picture on the screen, please? Thank you, Richard.
我们可不可以有一些幻灯片？谢谢。
In 1944, shortly after the D-Day landings in France, a Canadian military chaplain, Major Reverend Harold Appleyard, was in a bombed-out church.
在1944年的时候呢，就在那个法国诺曼底登陆之后，有我们加拿大有一个礼拜的牧师哈，做礼拜堂的牧师，随着军队，他叫做 Harold 海洛阿珀亚。
Red fragments from the church's stained glass window lay all over the floor.
他登陆之后，跟着部队登陆之后呢，就站在一个支离被炸到炸碎的一个教堂当中，看到支离破碎的玻璃散在地上。
He pocketed one shard.
他就从地上在这个玻璃碎当中捡了起一片来。
And during his 3.5-year tour of duty, he had already gathered glass fragments from the bombed ruins of over 100 churches in Britain.
就在他在军队当中服侍这三年半的时候呢，在英国，他去过了超过100个教堂被炸弹炸破碎的教堂。
But this red piece from France became his inspiration.
但是呢，其中有一片是从法国的这个碎片呢，激发了他。
He blended all the pieces he had collected to form mosaic patterns.
他激发了他想到说，我要把我捡到的所有碎片呢，装成一片彩绘玻璃。
He had the patterns carefully shipped to Canada.
然后呢，他把这个用碎片组成的这个彩绘玻璃呢，送回到加拿大。
And there he assembled the different patterns.
然后呢，在那边你会看到各种不同的组合图案。
And they now form what are arguably the oldest and finest stained glass windows in a church in North America.
然后他所将这些碎片 组合成的彩绘玻璃呢，我们可以理解，我们可以这么说，在整个北美当中，它是一个最古老、最有纪念性的彩绘玻璃。
They are in the Anglican Church in Meaford, Ontario.
它现在放置在哪里呢？放置在安大略省一个叫做 Meaford 的town 里头，在一个圣公会的教会里。
And here is one of the 6 windows.
总共组成了六个窗户啊，彩绘玻璃，这是其中的一片。
Conflict will happen.
冲突是会发生的。
By the grace of God, there's always hope and healing.
但是呢，神的恩典总是让我们知道，这个是我们可以有预疗的疗伤的。
If we truly want it.
如果我们真的愿意接受。
Harold Appleyard's collection of broken glass pieces became something beautiful and honoring to God.
这位牧师他把所有的碎片摆在一起，重新组合，成为一个新的彩绘玻璃，那个就是神。
So God can take our brokenness, our broken relationships, and bring reconciliation.And receive glory as we humbly walk in the light.
因为那就是神所做的，将我们每个人破碎的心合在一起，重新和好在他面前。
As we aim for authentic relationship,
如果我们在这边，我们就可以面对到一个真实的关系。
And as we speak the truth in love,
在这边我们就用爱来说诚实话。
May the Lord bless each one of us.As we journey through the relationships that we have with one another,
希望主在这边保守我们，保守我们在跟弟兄姊妹之间每一个的友谊关系。
Amen.
Amen.